favorite thing is this.
Now
isn't that.
That
wonderful? I would love to have this on my front door. It's my doorbell.
Once a month, we pursue the story behind a name we're familiar with in this region. This month's installment of What's in a Name begins in Fort Smith's Belgrove District with Kate Morris, the president of the Bonneville House Association Board.
It's dear to my heart because I had my rehearsal dinner here, and when my children were baptized, we had their lunch here after the baptism for family and friends, and I've come to many weddings and parties, and so there's a lot of memories.
The Bonneville House is a few blocks from Garrison Avenue in downtown Fort Smith. Built in the middle of the 19th century, it's been a residence, it's been in disrepair, it's been the social center for women who play bridge, and now a nonprofit venue for gatherings. Over the decades, the interior has been adapted. The furniture, mirrors, and accoutrements date from different eras, all donated to help tell a story of Fort Smith through time. The lighting in the spacious drawing room, for example, doesn't hail from the 1860s. They're crystal chandeliers in the shape of palm tree leaves.
Oh, I love the chandeliers.
Yeah, now the chandeliers are obviously, they're very Art Deco 20s, but everyone loves them so much, so we don't dare take them down and be period correct because they're so fabulous. And of course, if they ever bring them down, there's probably a list, with me included, who would buy them in a second.
The house shares its name with one of the more remarkable historic figures associated with Fort Smith.
His name was Benjamin Lewis Eulalie, Eulalie, small D-E, and then Bonneville.
Joe Wasson is with the Fort Smith Historical Association, and he knows quite a bit about General Bonneville. General Bonneville was born in France. His father, Nicholas Bonneville, ended up on the wrong side of the political spectrum from Napoleon and was jailed. It was Thomas Paine, yes, that Thomas Paine, who wrote Common Sense, who brought Bonneville, his brother, and his mother to the United States in 1803.
Ben Bonneville was sent to the West Point. Graduated 2 years later, so that would be 1815, was made a second lieutenant in the army, and he was in New England, then he was sent to Mississippi, and then he was sent to Fort Smith. And according to what I've been able to figure out, he came to Fort Smith in 1822 in General Arbuckle's 7th Infantry Division, along with John Rogers, who became the founder of the city of Fort Smith.
Bonneville established himself as quite a military man, but he is best perhaps known for the expedition of 1832, when he left Missouri with over 100 men and went west. It was a field trip financed by John Jacob Astor, and it resulted in the blazing of the Oregon Trail.
And he went out there and built a little fort that they named Fort Bonneville and tried real hard to make friends with all the Native Americans that were involved with the fur trade out there, and tried to make friendly with the British and the French and the Russians. But everybody out there realized why he was really there, which was to scout out the area for American fur trade, for the American fur trade. And they really didn't meet with any success. By the time he came back in 1833, he had been declared dead because he was only supposed to be gone for 2 years.
He wasn't dead, of course, and in fact sold his story to Washington Irving, yes, that Washington Irving, for $1,000. Eventually, he retired in Fort Smith. But here's the kicker. The house we call the Bonneville House, he never lived in.
No, he didn't. He retired to Fort Smith in 1869, and he built what was at the time a grand wooden house on his acreage. And that was the original Bonneville House. And he lived there happily ever after until he died in 1878.
And it was his young widow who then actually moved in.
And that's something that I've been working on. His wife was 50 years younger than him.
Not an entirely unusual arrangement for the time. An older rich man has a younger woman marry him, and she helps him through the last years of his life.
He died in 1878, and she apparently lived there until at the Wooden Bonneville House. She apparently lived there until 1881, I believe it was, when she bought a nice brick two-story house. They would have considered it a mansion in those days, here on 7th Street in Fort Smith.
And that's the house, still on 7th Street, that is now known as the Bonneville House. You can learn much more about its history at the website bonnevillehouse.com. This is Ozarks at Large.